OJB's podcast, 15 June 2005, Mac OS 10 Speed. Some people find Mac OS 10 can be slow on their computer. 10 is certainly more demanding than most other systems, but there is quite a lot you can do to improve its general performance. First, look at what type of Mac you have. 10 will never be very fast on a machine slower than 400 MHz and without a modern graphics accelerator. If you have a slower Mac, there's still a certain amount you can do, but you will probably need to get used to working at a slightly slower pace. No matter what type of Mac you have, it's important to have enough memory. Mac OS X uses a lot of memory, especially for its amazing graphics effects. The average user should be able to manage the 256, but 512 megs is probably a lot better, and 1 gig should be considered for power users. Mac OS X uses the disk a lot, so fast hard disk is useful. Hard disk can gain speed using various techniques: faster spin rates, 7200 RPM instead of 4200 or 5400, bigger caches, a few megs, fast head positioning mechanisms are all useful. Note that because of space and power requirements, it's hard to get high performance drives for laptops. Next, have a look at what type of programs you are running. Most importantly, replace all your classic Mac OS 9 and before programs with native Mac OS 10 versions, so you don't have to run the classic environment. If you need to use classic occasionally, shut it down when you are finished. Finally, use appropriate programs. Some programs are much faster than others, so use the ones which are faster where possible. Notable examples are Safari replacing Internet Explorer, Preview replacing Acrobat Reader, AppleWorks replacing Microsoft Office. Note that there are situations when you might need to use the slower program for compatibility reasons, so don't throw them away. Just change the default program for different file types using the Mac OS X Finder.